We were oh so stuffed after Christmas Eve dinner. A great feast we had, surely no one got thinner. Mom brought the desserts, her dice cream and pie. We all had our share, we cannot deny. Most sat around talking, bold exploits we told as we spooned and slurped the ice cream so cold. We looked to escape and flee from the table. Of this we did know, we were certainly able. Free at last, we jumped up and ran. Away from the blather became our new plan. We joked and we laughed near our great Christmas tree, but that old silent night was a miss soon we'd see. Starting a game had become the next mission. 'Twas too late and cold to go outside fishing. I'm a sack of potatoes, cried Michael and Jack. Let's find Uncle Dan and climb up on his back. Connor jumped in with his version of style on 3 vs. 1 was soon a great pile. As we rumbled and stumbled and fell on our rears, great noise and commotion did kindle our fears. We had heard all of the stories, so scary if true, of a pig that flew high, his tail squirting glue. Might all of this happen, but what could we do? Of course pigs don't fly, we've been to the zoo. But he stormed through the door and into the room, near Grandma's piano, a roaring kaboom!
I want all of your presents,
the Christmas pig cried.
I have Santa's big sleigh and his reindeer outside.
From whence did he come? We looked at each other. We were not too sure if that pig had a mother. Did he travel alone, so pink and so blue? But that picture could fly, his tail squirting glue. Hey, Christmas pig, what's up with the glue? It's crazy enough that you're pink and so blue. We want to have fun after dinner so filling, but with your mad antics, the mood you are killing.
You can cry all you want,
the Christmas pig said,
but I came to your house to mess with your head. All of those gifts by your great Christmas tree, I can sure guarantee they'll be coming with me.
So the glue flew out of the Christmas pig's tail and stuck to our gifts and to all without fail. We wiped the glue off of our presents and clothes and tackled that fat Christmas pig by the nose. He shook us all off and began his high flight, and it looked for sure he'd be flying all night. He bounced off the walls, the floor, and the ceiling. The battle was joined. For sure we were reeling. We scrambled and rolled around on the floor to escape the Christmas pig's wrath all the more. It was our good fortune, or maybe dumb luck. But some glue on the floor grabbed the pig and he stuck. We yanked on his tail and punched his pink snout. He oinked and he squirmed and he shook all about. He tried to snatch Connor and Michael and Jack, but we tied his long tail round his snout and his back. The Christmas pig squealed, his pink face turned blue. So that's the deal when there's no more pig glue. The battle was won. The feeling so fleeting, but we were so proud to dispense such a beating. 'Cause all of the gifts that were under the tree, the Christmas pig wanted and wanted for free. Hey, Christmas pig, you can't have our toys. They belong to us, only us, we three boys. Yo, dude, take a long hike 'cause we just kicked your rear. You have none of what we call holiday cheer. We may let you visit the next Christmas Eve, but it's time to go, Christmas pig, you must leave. The Christmas pig Gimpy limped out the front door, his snout, his tail, and his hooves oh so sore. We weren't too sorry to see him take leave, for sure there were more sneaky tricks up his sleeve. As he rolled down the steps and into the snow, we saw Santa's sleigh all ready to go. Surveying the scene from the front to the rear, it was clear all were here of the stolen reindeer. The Christmas pig squealed as he climbed in the sleigh. We clapped and we cheered, cause we made piggy pay. As our fat friend flew high in the sky, the only thing left was to wave a goodbye. Guiding the sleigh up and away, he oinked,
"We'll meet up again one day.